adverse possession law in Texas has been around for over 100 years. It's a well-established body of law. Courts have looked at a variety of factual scenarios in rendering decisions on adverse possession. There's a statutory framework that can be found in the Texas Civil Practice and Remedies Code, which lays out various statutes, the 3, the 5, 10, and 225-year statutes, which we'll go through in a moment. The code defines adverse possession as an actual and visible appropriation of real property commenced and continued under a claim of right that is inconsistent with and hostile to the claim of another person. Now, as you might imagine, courts have spent plenty of time in interpreting the elements of this definition and what a claim of right means, what it means to possess a property hostily. There are a number of different decisions on these various elements. The underlying policy for the adverse possession statutes has also been long established, and that is to settle land titles. Republic National Bank versus Stetson case, Texas Supreme Court, 1965, states that policy. You've seen a number of decisions cite this policy. Another notable decision that cites this policy underlying the adverse possession statute out of the Supreme Court is King Ranch versus Chapman. I'm sure a number of folks are familiar with that one. Now, practically speaking, litigants who are asserting claims under the adverse possession statutes